From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. The Missouri Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on whether the state's 12 Planned Parenthood clinics should receive any government funding. Planned Parenthood's attorney Charles Hatfield says a funding bill is unconstitutional because it specifically denies funding for Planned Parenthood but not other providers.
The state still continues to this day to pay family planning and physician services for Medicaid patients. They pay that to hospitals, they pay that to doctors, they pay it to all sorts of providers. But in this most recent bill, they said they won't pay it to Planned Parenthood.
Earlier this year, a St. Louis Circuit Court judge ruled in favor of Planned Parenthood. But the Missouri Attorney General's office appealed to the Supreme Court, asking it to back the legislature's decision to deny funding to all Planned Parenthood facilities, even those that do not provide abortion services. The Columbia School Board approved a revised seclusion, isolation, and restraint policy at Monday's December meeting. According to the Columbia Missourian, the district is now obligated to notify parents and guardians after an emergency situation involving the use of seclusion, isolation, or restraint within 10 school days of the incident. The report must include a plan to prevent the need for future use of these methods, along with other details about the incident. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says his office will not defend the state in a lawsuit contending the Missouri House violated the state's open records law. Schmidt declined to explain his decision concerning a lawsuit over an internal rule the House passed earlier this year that allows certain exemptions to the Sunshine Law for lawmakers. This is the second time in 2 years that the state has had to hire private attorneys to defend lawsuits challenging alleged violations of Missouri Sunshine Law. Last year, then-Attorney General Josh Hawley declined to defend the state in a lawsuit challenging former Governor Eric Greitens' use of the self-destructing text message app Confide. The state has spent $400,000 on private attorneys in that lawsuit, which is ongoing. The League of Women Voters of Columbia Boone County is marking the centennial of both the national and local organizations today. To celebrate, the League is having an event from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight at Dogmaster Distillery with Brianna Lennon, the Boone County Clerk, as the speaker. Beyond this month's celebration, the League is putting together a number of events throughout the year. In 2020, the organization will also be celebrating the 200th birthday of women's suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony. The Columbia Boone County chapter has also nominated the name of Luella St. Clair Moss, the first president of the Missouri League of Women Voters, to be placed on a new Columbia public school. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.